Harper One and Harper Audio present Do the Work, the official unrepentant ass-kicking, no-kidding, change-your-life sidekick to unfuck yourself by Gary John Bishop. This is the author. Before we get started, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. Or you can go directly to harpercollins.com/audio/do the work. Okay, let's go. 1. Introduction. You are not defined by what's inside your head. You are what you do, your actions. Unfuck Yourself, page 117. I'm not a fan of self-help workbooks or journals or planners. I mean, they're okay, and sure, they might work for some people, but here's the deal. They never worked for me. If you've used them before, and you're reading this, there's a good chance they never really worked for you either. In my case, I would get bored or distracted or caught up in the drama of my real life and eventually give up. Another failure to add to the list. They just seemed too powder puff, too generic to get to the heart of my shit, and so I'd quit. Oh well, there's always hope, I guess. And Amazon Prime. What I am a big fan of is helping people take their lives on once and for all. To empower them to call quits on their own bullshit. And that's why I wrote this. You see, the problem with taking your life on is that you somehow think you know what you need to do, at least at some level. And that's usually what you've got in mind whenever you take on changing something about your life. You think if you just had more money, less worry, more patience, more confidence, then life would be amazing, or at the very least, better. You say to yourself, I need love, I need to move, I need a break, blah, da, blah, blah, blah. But in my experience of people, they have often conflated and distorted their lives to such a degree that they lack the kind of mental clarity and decisiveness they need to be able to point to something and categorically state, that thing right there, that's a game changer. I mean, think about it. If you really had worked your shit out, you'd be living the life you're after already. And you're not. You're sitting listening to these words. That, at least, should tell you something. So here we now are. An Unfuck Yourself workbook with an emphasis on the work part. Be left in no doubt. That's what this is. A personal workshop for your brain. A legit resource where you can work your life out. What matters to you, what's going to make the biggest difference and empower you to act in ways that make some palpable change to the direction your life is currently taking. This book is all about mastering the head game of the change you say you want to make. Get this down, and suddenly the pathway gets a lot clearer. Where do we start? Well, try on the idea that you go through life with a myriad of unfinished business on your mind. Unanswered emails, the frayed edges of old friendships, soured emotions in relationships, regrets about career, anger and anxiety and numbness about the mountain of things you're getting over, getting past, promising you'll get back to, or finally take on, and all of it mangled into the stress and survival of the life you're currently trying to wade through to some sort of success or happiness. Your capacity for taking life on, the kind of mental space required for you to be your greatest, most effective self, is compressed and squeezed into whatever scraps of room you have available in your head after all that other shit has had its way with you before it retreats to the vast and luscious piece of prime real estate it occupies in the recesses of your mind. And it will be back. Oh, yeah. That shit isn't done with you yet. It's like a pot of water that boils, then cools, then boils, then cools, then boils repeatedly, and the only peace of mind you get is when the heat is off. When it's on? Oh, dear. That last argument with your sister? It'll be back. Your fear of writing that book. Hello, I'm over here. Your credit report? Car loan application. Your shitty childhood. Your lack of purpose. Your ex. Your body shape. Your dad, mom, boss, dead dog. Whatever you might think you're momentarily okay with or getting over or trying to forget will come up out of nowhere and give you the old back of the hand every now and again just to keep you in line. Wine. Yeah, that's the answer. Now. What we're doing here. I don't do things the way everyone else does them. And with this book, I wanted to give you something different. Something that was a little more in line with my urban philosophy approach. And that gives you a pathway to take a deep plunge into the darkness of your own little mystery of life. If you've read Unfuck Yourself once or a million times, or even just read some quotes on Instagram, this will sound familiar to you. But it's easy to read something and then go on to the next thing in our day and forget about that great thing you read that maybe just could change your life. So in this book, I've broken life down into some simple key elements. In Unfuck Yourself, I showed you how it's often the conversation that we're in with ourselves, the negative self-talk, that keeps us making the same bad choices over and over and over. I gave you 7 simple-to-use pathways to interrupt the negative self-talk. The 7 assertions, remember? Here, you'll get the opportunity to dive in and get to the bottom of some of your most important stuff, to put a doorstop in that negative conversation, to finally forge a clear pathway to the life you're after. Wouldn't it be great if you could reveal the things that are going to make the most difference, the kind of things you could easily point to and declare, yep, I unfucked myself there. We're going to dive headlong into the shit pile and focus specifically on what doesn't work in your life, why it doesn't work, really, and what it's going to take from you to turn this around. And that's what makes this workbook so different. It's not a planner. Use your phone or the calendar hanging up in your parents' kitchen for that stuff. And yes, it's that easy to plan shit. This isn't some kind of inspiration handbook. If you need a quick jolt of wake the fuck up, pick a random chapter of Unfuck Yourself and plow in. You'll have more inspiration than you can handle. I'm also not out to have you take on yet another complex strategy for winning at an already complex life. This isn't the 3-5-7 secrets to success or some corny acronym you'll need to remember every time you get out of bed. And no, WTF doesn't mean wise, talented, and fantastic. For what it's worth, I'll never write a book about the 3 steps to happiness, for instance. Mainly because I'm pretty convinced 2 of those steps are pizza and a martini. Here you will simply answer questions. Lots of them. I've taken so many people through questions just like these and seen how when the person really takes the time to answer them honestly and completely, life change can happen. Often spectacularly so. These questions are designed to provoke and reveal whatever you have suppressed or tried to minimize. The kind of things one might throw into the backpack of a life and carry around until the weight becomes too much. It is critical that you give these questions real thinking. You might need to dwell on some of them for a few minutes, others for a day or 2. One-word answers will not suffice. Your answers will require you to get specific and to get in touch with your most pressing of human concerns, the stuff that lurks in the underworld of your emotions, below the surface of your excuses and justifications and explanations. I'm out to provide you with something that will simplify your life and empower the incredible shit you're up to, or at least could be up to. The answer will be in your answers, literally. so make sure you give them your full attention and commitment. Breaking it down. There are three segments we'll go through together in this workbook. Self, people, and purpose. They cover the primary areas of life that a person will suffer through, struggle with, or get stuck with. These are the things that they tolerate about themselves, how they mindlessly navigate relationships, and the ways they fudge their way through what their life is really all about. I want you to know, I get you. I know what it is to be you, because I am you. I might not be the same age as you, or the same gender, or have the same past, but we share the critical component that unites us all. We are all human beings, and when you start to relate to each other's ways of being, the mystery of human relatedness opens up like a lotus flower. In other words, I got your back. Honestly, really? There are two absolutely crucial ingredients you'll need to participate in this workbook in any sort of meaningful way. One thing you will need is a genuine and unmistakable honesty with yourself. Most people believe that they are honest with themselves, when in fact they're just not. Try on the idea that you are a liar. I really mean that. You lie to yourself. You are a liar and a withholder and a pretender. Now, before you charge headlong to your local offender center to rent your own little self-righteous bus and scurry off to Twitterville for support, let me expand a little. How many times have you told yourself you're okay with something when you're just not? It's nothing. It doesn't matter. Sure, it doesn't. Keep paddling, braveheart. How about those times when you say you can't, when deep down you know you totally can? I'll definitely do it, just not now, that's all. I've got a lot going on. Yeah, a lot going on. That's the ticket. Then there are those occasions when you say you will, but you already know you won't. I'll try. Oh well, God loves a trier, huh? Now, I'm not saying all of this to piss you off and make you start arguing with me in the middle of the shampoo aisle at Walmart. I'm saying this so you confront your own bullshit. You, my friend, are full of it, and you're full of it with yourself. You've become enslaved by your own feelings and excuses and become so entrenched in your own web of deceit and head fakes that you actually believe most of the shit you tell yourself. To you, this unreal shit is real. At times, you'll even fight for it too. The mock rage levels can reach peak performance to hide the truth, right? I haven't even started to talk about those things that you're ashamed of, or guilty about, or still trying to forget, but they're included here too. This downright fakery has to end here. This workbook will be a complete waste of your time if you cannot bring yourself to the truth. This is your opportunity to tell one on yourself with no consequences, to experience the relief and clarity that arise when you're finally straight with yourself about yourself. The best part is you can do it all in the solitude and privacy of this audiobook. To sum it all up, every single last question in this workbook has to be answered with complete, 100% honesty, with nothing left out. A promise kept. Next up, your promises. Your promises aren't worth shit. If that offends you, so what? You can't keep getting offended at everything that touches a nerve. Perhaps it's time to start understanding your emotional charges rather than indulging them at every turn. The reason your promises are so weak is down to a lifetime of bending, breaking, changing, and abandoning them. Even you know when you make a promise that it's not really a promise. It's more like a well-intentioned statement that might or might not happen, depending on the weather, money, time, feelings, moods, things going well, etc., etc., etc. Over time, your relationship to what you say has become diluted, lacking in any real substance or personal power. And then you wonder why your life doesn't work. You may even find yourself actively avoiding making any kind of promises to make sure you always leave a back door for yourself. You know, no commitment, no looking bad, right? Even if you do make promises, they're the kind of cozy ones that you know you can fairly reliably keep. Talk about living in your comfort zone. Just so we're clear, I continually make bold promises that go beyond what I think I can do, and then turn my life inside out to keep them. I'm constantly raising the bar with myself. It's usually an uncomfortable, annoying, frustrating, and uncertain ride, but ultimately fulfilling and empowering. I love that I get to do that with my life. Ever hear the phrase, "Never make a promise you can't keep"? Fuck that! Bring it on! You have to love making those kinds of bold commitments. Your sense of personal power is directly correlated to the strength of the relationship between you and what you say. Keeping your personal promises is the single most underused, undervalued, and ignored source of power for people. Turning your life around will require you to start holding your promises above all else. You'll notice I said all else. Why? Because your promises don't have feelings to consider. They also don't care about the weather, or how much money there is, or what people think. They stand there, alone in the universe, calling you to be your greatest self, to entice and sometimes demand that you act in your life, especially when you're most denying or resisting or hiding from them. Your promises are the future, your feelings the past, and that's the choice you'll have to make every day between now and when you die. To really get what I mean when I say how crucial it is to start making bold promises, here's the definition of a promise. 1. A declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified. 2. A legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specified act. You'll notice it doesn't mention the word unless anywhere. It also doesn't say anything about excuses or reasons, genuine or otherwise, or how you feel, or even the slightest mention of the odds being for or against you. Nope, not a word about your temper, or sadness, or lack of this or lack of that. Not even a hint about your special situation, or a smidgen about the impossible people in your life who you would swear are holding you back either. If you look back in your life, you'll see that every single personal failure of yours was a function of some broken promise, something you set out to do, but somewhere along the line, you and that commitment, that promise, got stopped by some seemingly insurmountable thing, some circumstance or event that allowed you to say, enough, and then you ended it. You might have seduced yourself with a compelling change of direction, or sought agreement from others for the absolute validity of your quitting. Your problem has been that you have fooled yourself into believing it was something other than you. Then you become a victim to it, just like everyone else is. It's all you and your promises. Everything else is noise. If you got just that from this workbook, you'd be completely unstoppable. Transforming your life will absolutely, no kidding, require you to transform how you relate to what you promise. Expose yourself to bold and enlivening promises and your life will soar like a bird. Hide from them and it's business as usual. It's that simple and it's that black and white. And that's exactly what we're going to do throughout this book. In each section, you will make a promise with concrete terms and real consequences. And then see how that changes how you approach these areas of your life. I know that's not how the vast majority of society sees it. I know that many people want to talk about complexities and different circumstances and obstacles and the uniqueness of what they're dealing with. But if a blind man can make himself the profound promise of climbing Mount Everest and then force himself to deal with everything that would prevent him from doing so, you can handle whatever might be in your way from time to time. The guy's name is Eric Weinmeier, by the way. Look him up. He climbed that fucking mountain. Last but not least, take this workbook on in the order it is presented. Do not skip anything, even if you feel as if you already are doing okay in that area. You might be surprised at how not okay certain areas of your life actually are. You can also repeat the sections as many times as you see necessary over days, weeks, months, or even years. This simple methodology is both timeless and extremely effective. Have your copy of Unfuck Yourself handy. It will help with some of the more challenging aspects of what we will reveal here. Oh, and bring a highlighter, pen, pencil, eraser, post-it notes, and some spare paper, too. You may well need them to help you with some no-holds-barred honesty and to keep your damn promises. 2. Project 1. A question of self. How willing are you to consider that your life is the way it is, not because of the weight of your circumstances or situation, but rather the weight of self-talk that pulls you down? Unfuck Yourself, page 14. If you've ever felt like you lack confidence, or that you're too angry, or perhaps you're someone who is nice to a fault, or that you're too cold or disconnected, or too independent or different, misunderstood or harsh, or even unloved, you're not alone. We all have aspects of ourselves that we seemingly can't get past or get over. Our weaknesses and faults, apparent shortages of personality or character, stifled emotions or certain behaviors that seem to come easily to others but are problematic to us. We all have these little, and not so little, dark spots in our makeup. Internalize faults that we know are there, and then we proceed to mold our entire life around them to avoid chaos or sadness or tragedy. Out of hopelessness or whatever, we let them dominate and push us into avoiding or resisting certain things we would otherwise take on and embrace. For instance, people who seemingly lack confidence or feel like they're different or don't quite fit in simply might not pick up the phone when someone calls, because they don't feel secure enough or open enough to deal with other people sometimes. The unease and the social awkwardness kick in and take over. Sometimes they're not even clear why they won't answer those calls. They're just not feeling it. They'll maybe play phone tag or stick to text messages, or in some days, simply disappear. I'm not confident enough to do this, or I'm introverted, what do they expect? That shit can grow arms and legs, too. You can become isolated, alone. Of course, this is an innocent example of that particular personal constraint. But the old vote of no confidence can completely wreck a fledgling love or lay waste to the most brilliant and creative of ideas. It can become the mud from which a person never quite manages to shake free their longing to dance feet. Alternatively, maybe you're someone who feels like you're too nice or too kind, and therefore you're avoiding certain people for another reason entirely. Perhaps you feel as if you're constantly being taken advantage of, and you can't bring yourself to take a stand for what matters to you, to say no or to push back on those you feel push you. So you smile or say something semi-agreeable and slither awkwardly through the conversation to something else that's a little more comfortable or safe, while that mini-volcano erupts in your gut. You might already have started handling this by limiting your participation in life and putting a lid on yourself, the familiar emotional garrote. A byproduct of this approach is that you unknowingly turn yourself into a victim all too easily. You quietly blame others when you get yourself too close to that discomfort zone of yours. The quiet resentment can often go unnoticed, like it's something they need to change about themselves, rather than a problem you need to handle on your own. You think people are too pushy? maybe that's something you need to start dealing with rather than retreating from. And no, I don't mean start speaking your mind either. That's the other end of an already destructive spectrum. Those of us who feel we're too stupid, simply not smart or talented enough, are going to avoid things we perceive as too challenging in specific areas. We're going to sidestep learning new or seemingly complex things. We'll stick to watching TV or gouging through social media instead of reading or acquiring new and important skills or strategies. We'll change the subject instead of trying to understand a difficult topic or one we have no knowledge of. We'll get lost in the ordinary of an otherwise extraordinary opportunity. The opportunity of being fully alive. And how many of us avoid putting ourselves out there with people we're fond of or attracted to? How many of us are afraid or nervous of taking the initiative in a relationship, whether it's an existing one or just a connection we're hoping to build? That's sometimes the action of someone who might, at a primal level, feel unloved, unattractive, or unwanted. Then there's the longing. Oh boy, the longing for something powerful and intimate, tempered by the yawning gap between our own insecurities and the fantastic land of a fully blossomed love. Again, we all have these aspects of ourselves, though they're different for everyone, and to some extent, we all know we have them. We're conscious of them, no matter how fleetingly. In fact, in our modern age, some people even have a weird sort of pride about these parts of themselves. They seem to embolden and reinforce their most negative aspects by indulging the drama of their temper or their laziness, as if somehow losing control of their emotions or avoiding work is conspiring to work in their favor. The pretense of "I don't care" is both juvenile and so obviously fake. But it's the way these issues truly control our lives that we never see. This is the unconscious aspect. We never see how big and wide an impact this is having on everything we do and don't do. We never notice how pervasive it is in our lives, how it has infected every little nook and cranny of our day-to-day. We hide all these issues behind excuses,